Bill Mason says when he ran for re-election as Cuyahoga County Prosecutor in 2008, he knew it would be his last term, but that meant he could keep his job until the end of this year. Instead, he's chosen to leave office October 1st.
As a lame duck guy sitting in office, it's really hard to accomplish things while you're sitting waiting to leave.
Mason was appointed prosecutor in 1999 after his predecessor, the late Stephanie Tubbs Jones, was elected to Congress. He won three bids for re-election. Early in his tenure, Mason defeated a wrongful imprisonment lawsuit from the estate of Sam Shepard. More recently, Mason's office, but not Mason himself, prosecuted serial killer Anthony Soule, winning a death sentence. Mason has long maintained that he didn't know there was corruption in Cuyahoga County government before the federal government's investigation became public.
There have been days that, you know, I've sat back and tried to think, was there something I was missing? And there's just not.
Mason pushed to reform county government and helped write a new county charter. Voters approved that charter in November 2009, and Democrat Ed Fitzgerald became the first Cuyahoga County executive. Mason will join law firm Bricker and Eckler's Cleveland office. As part of his work, he says, he'll work with local government agencies to combine public services. The Democratic Party must appoint a replacement within 45 days of his resignation. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.